One of the more poignant scenes we've been getting used to seeing in stories of job seekers is a long line outside a, say, job fair, where everyone is neatly turned out in suits, hair in place, briefcase in tow. Some have noticed more careful dressing by those who still have jobs in the workplace. Financial Times columnist Lucy Kellaway has noticed a return of formal workplace wear. We reached her in London to have a chat about that. And Lucy, welcome.
Hello.
Describe for us the kinds of changes you've noticed.
Well, I really noticed that something was happening when I went to a conference given by HR managers. And the previous year, they'd all been looking really slouchy in chinos and polo shirts. And this year, every single one of them was wearing a jacket and a tie. And I thought, these guys are on the front line. If they're doing it, there's something big happening.
When you say something big happening, I mean, do you really think people are, in fact, starting to dress up right at work?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see it on the train, you see it in your office. Even I'm sitting here looking really quite natty, much more so than I would have been, say, a couple of years back.
Well, we can't let this go by without asking. Now, what are you wearing?
I was hoping you'd ask me that. First of all, I'm wearing tons of makeup. I've ironed my shirt, which is really quite a breakthrough if you consider quite how scruffy I used to be. High heels, nice little jacket. Altogether, I look like I mean business. And I think really what's happening is that all of us are trying to cling on to our jobs. That means that we have to be professional. And you feel more professional if you're not wearing the same clothes that you wear to lounge about on the sofa to watch TV in the evenings in. I mean, if you think back to where did all of this sort of casual dress come from, I think it was our obsession with creativity at work. And there was this ludicrous idea that if you were dressing in a more relaxed way, you'd have better ideas. Well, I mean, that is the worst idea I've ever heard. I think, though, the converse may be a little true, that if you dress smartly, if you take a bit of time to dress, you're kind of psyching yourself into a work frame of mind. So I can see nothing against it.
Now, what does this mean for Casual Friday? I mean, is it going to be out of business as well?
Well, I really hope so. Casual Friday was the most stupid idea. I mean, either Friday is a working day or it isn't. I know somebody who is a woman. She's just been given a very senior managerial job. And she says her first initiative is high heels Friday. The idea that you look extra smart on Friday. I think I prefer that one.
Actually, I rather like that too. Although, of course, no one sees me, so what is the difference, basically?
Oh, well, you can always tell them how high your heels are at the beginning of every broadcast, Renee. I'm sure they'd love that.
I gather from your columns that you've noticed another impact that the recession is having on work behavior, and that's a newfound attention to grammar in emails, a certain kind of formal writing that we haven't seen for a while. Now, certainly, you know, you're speaking there from London, so I'm not sure how widespread this is, but I'm curious what you're seeing.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I conducted a little test in my own email inbox to discover that the semicolon is back in fashion. People begin their emails to me as Dear Ms. Kellaway rather than sort of Yo Lucy, which was what they might have done a few years back. Much more likely to sign themselves Yours Sincerely than with Cheers. And I think it's all the same thing. We really want to look as if we mean business, and that means doing things in the good old sort of formal way.
It has certainly been a pleasure to speak with you, Ms. Kellaway.
And a great pleasure to speak to you too.
Lucy Kellaway writes a column for the Financial Times in London about management and the workplace.